I'd like to call this meeting of the McDonald Local Board of Education to order at, this is for August 4th, 2017, special meeting, to order at 7:01 a.m. We have the roll call.
Mr. Capizello?
Here.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mrs. Clace?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sevens?
Yes, here. 7:00 a.m. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item of business was to approve the agenda for this special meeting. You all had a motion to, or had an opportunity to look at a draft of the agenda. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clace and seconded by Mrs. Higgins to approve the agenda as presented. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. First item of business, new business, is out of the Finance Committee. I don't imagine we have a report this morning, so we'll go directly to...
Obviously, we've got, we need support for this. It's been long coming to do, get these, what do you call them, Chromebooks.
Yes.
Okay. Whereas the superintendent of McDonald Local Schools has determined that advanced wireless technology is extremely important, whereas the principals of McDonald Local Schools have evidenced that use of wireless technology will improve learning outcomes. Therefore, be it resolved that the McDonald Board of Education directs superintendent to bid out necessary wireless hardware and related software to produce these improved outcomes. Outcomes will be followed closely and reported quarterly to the McDonald Local Board of Education. Funding from the, come from this Technology Replacement Fund number 0050003. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Clace. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Long overdue. This is long overdue.
Yeah.
I'm going to give any explanation on what...
Sure.
Basically, what we're taking a look at here is the wireless capabilities of both buildings has been probably severely underused over the recent past, and now that we have everything all taken care of through Neoman, the principals and the teachers have expressed they really want to take a look at what they call Chromebooks now. So what we're going to do is, through the help of Jeff Studer, our new technology coordinator, who's done a great job of gathering the information on what we currently have and then taking a look at the options that are out there for us to put these computers in the kids' hands, really work on our Google Classroom, Google Docs that these kids have access to, and we want to make sure that we take it from a K-12 approach. Mm-hmm. Right now, Mr. Carquito has a pretty good idea of what they're looking for at the high school. We need to give Eric Jones a little bit of time at the elementary school to meet with his staff, discuss what uses they have, but we want to make sure we get it all the way down into that kindergarten level. By third grade, these students need to be able to type at least a couple of paragraphs, so the sooner we get those in their hands, we want to provide that access all across the board. So that's what we're going to be looking for, is the Chrome carts, which are literally just the carts that they go in, and then the Chromebooks inside. So it's definitely going to get us closer to a one-to-one ratio. We're not going to be there, but that's okay. We think a slow, steady approach to that is the right way to go.
And this is something that stays in the classroom?
Yes. Well, they can't be trained. They're on carts on wheels, so...
But they won't be out, this isn't a take.
Yeah, they don't go home.
Okay.
There'll be some of these carts that'll be earmarked towards courses that'll have all online curriculum at the high school. So those carts will tend to stay in one classroom or make sure they're available for our kids every day. A lot of the carts can be signed out and moved from classroom to classroom, so.
Kevin, a little, slightly off topic, but has there been any further discussion about letting the kids bring their own device?
At the high school, they tried the bring your own device policy they give it a couple week period, I believe, last year. This year, they've opened it up to teachers who are comfortable with that, can go ahead and use that bring your own device policy in their classrooms. Then the students are going to be encouraged to get the device back to their locker as
gotcha.
They move to
okay.
the
Good.
Next classroom. So,
Kevin, can you remind me, do all the kids have a McDonald email address?
I don't know if they go all the way down to kindergarten yet. I know at the elementary school, though, they have started those because they use those email addresses for Study Island. So I know at least 3 through 12, they should have an email address, and that's what we're going to make sure we push all the way down. At the kindergarten level, you can use some generic logins so that the kids don't have to remember how to type in a long email address. And as they get older, we'll start to put the emails in. But at the younger levels, I believe there's a way we can have the computers logged on for them so that we can get rid of that step, so they could just access what they need.
I was just thinking even it would be more geared toward the older grades anyway. Third grade and up, the Google Classrooms and slides and docs and all that.
Great, I'm excited about this. Out of anything that we've done so far, this is, it's good stuff.
Just out of curiosity, when we had in the resolution outcomes, we followed closely and reported quarterly. What's contemplated as far as the quarterly reporting?
One of the things that I want to do on a monthly basis is have the principals do a report that it would be shared with you guys at every board meeting. And one of the things that I want reported on is the curriculum and technology use. So that's the first step of just showing us how they're using them in the classroom. By using these, you can automatically start to document how much a kid's using them, what time they're spending on them in class. And, you know, as we go through the older grades, 3 through 12, it's very easy to start taking some of the online assessments that we already have through Study Island. So we can get those quarterly feedback on how the kids are doing and how the access to that curriculum is helping them. So on a monthly basis, I'm going to want them to report back what they're doing with the technology, what enhancements have they seen in the classroom, what trainings are they working on, and that's something that...
So it's really talking about measuring outcomes right as we go along?
Yes.
Okay.
So that it's not going to be, hey, at the end of the year, we look back and say, okay, what did we actually do with these? We should have that consistent report coming to me and then, you know, and to you through the agendas that I'm going to make sure they fill out every month.
Something exciting is the ODE release practice items that are online and they're scored immediately, so the kids get immediate feedback.
And you're right, that's something we pushed for a long time.
Yes.
There used to be an item analysis that you could get back to see how your kids did. Not only did they get the question right or wrong, but what answer did they pick if they got it wrong? So you could really analyze their thought process. Mm-hmm. They took that away from us probably about 5 years ago, and it's something that's been sorely missed.
Well, you can see the trend data on all different school districts. Like after 2011, 2012, almost everybody just drops.
Yeah.
Gosh, why did they make that change? I mean, that seems like a really bad idea.
If you look up the trend data in almost any school district, it's going to show like 2011, everybody's like way up here, and then it's just either a steady decline or like a major plummet.
Because if you see a bunch of people giving the same wrong answer, then...
It means something.
Yeah.
I think it changed with the vendors started changing.
Yes.
There's a lot of proprietary stuff where they didn't want to have their questions be released publicly. And now that we've finally, I think, settled on the vendor that we're using, and we've actually been able to give the same assessment 2 years in a row. So I think that's going to start to become more readily available to us.
Is there any way you could send us, this isn't directly related to that, but the results, we don't need to know the children, but can you send us preliminary?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is out of the Personnel Committee. Mrs. Claes, I don't imagine you have a report this morning.
I do not.
Okay. We'll go right to business. A resolution to approve the supplemental contract for Josh Crumpack as athletic director for McDonald Local Schools 2017-2018 school year at a contract amount of $8,473 effective August 4th, 2017. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mr. Capozzolo. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
I have a question how it's going to work for his schedule.
One of the things we've taken a look with his schedule is that he has a lot of situations where he might be on cafeteria duty. Different things like recess duty, cafeteria duty, morning duties are the areas that we're going to look to free him up that are not going to impact us academically. We don't want to, you know, make the class sizes as he has any larger, and we should not have to do any of that. But by just taking a look at those free periods, not that weren't free because he was assigned to duty, but we have the additional staff to take that away from him and then give him that opportunity to, and that's the beautiful part about being this close too, that he could very quickly come right up to this building, get into the athletic office and take care of the things he needs to and then get back. So And we think we've been able to come up with a schedule where we can condense that right around his lunch, too. So there could be a good hour and a half right in the middle of the day that he has the opportunity to take care of what he needs to here, so.
Kevin, do we have a list of, or like a description of the supplemental as to what the job pertains, or what is in the job description?
We have a very old job description. One of the things we did after our last meeting, I did pull up those job descriptions. The last time we updated the athletic director was 1985. So when you look at it, I mean, of course, a lot of the things are similar, but.
But we have, I mean, we have an assistant athletic director, too, right?
Yes, and that job description was updated last year because we never had an assistant athletic director. So there is a current job description for the assistant. So that's one of the things. I think taking a look at the supplemental job descriptions is the easiest place for us to start. So I've started to gather other districts' job descriptions, and then I want to work with the people we have in those roles to say, okay, let's take a look at the old one, and let's see if we can model a new one, and then be able to get those to you guys so we can start approving those.
Sure. No, yeah, because when they sign up for something,
yeah,
I'm sure it's nice to know what's on there.
What they're getting into.
Anytime you're dealing with that situation, somebody's like, well, that wasn't in my job description. You have to pay me more money.
Absolutely.
Any additional discussion?
It's assigned. That's why that's very important to have that on there.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenish?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. At this time, we will entertain a motion to adjourn at 7:12 a.m.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizzolo. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenish?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We stand adjourned.